survey says, from the Target CEO, we're seeing violent incidents in our stores, and it's costing us millions. Now, the last time we heard this from a CEO, it was from the CEO of Walmart, and then they went on a rampage of closing stores. Remember that? Last December, CEO of Walmart said, all right, if you keep stealing from our stores and you keep pulling these shenanigans, one of two things is going to happen. Your pricing is going to go up. We're going to shut your store down. Guess what? They shut down a bunch of stores, and all the folks in those stores who knew shoplifting was going on in rampant levels. Unfortunately, some of those folks, they're not in on it. They're just trying to buy their groceries for their life. They're now complaining about, we're now in a food desert. Well, that's unfortunately what happens when you don't control your population from the standpoint of, you know, respecting the law, or there are no laws, because, you know, shoplifting is no longer really that big of a deal. It's not, I mean, there's really no felony involved. It's all basically just a parking ticket. So if you can make enough money to afford your next hit of drugs day in, day out, why wouldn't you continue to live this lifestyle? When you've got no rent, when you live in a tent, when they give you everything, and by they, I mean you and I, the taxpayers, we give them everything that they need. Why wouldn't they just continue to live a lifestyle that steal from the store, sell stolen goods right next to the dude that sells me drugs? You know, this is good. This is America. This is how it's done. Let's get into it. Let's see what the Target CEO has to say. Target has become a target for major thefts, and Target has become a target. See what they did there? It's taking a huge chunk out of profits. Nobody's going to get upset that Target's got a little whack from their profits. But I believe this is a pre-indicator of, we're going to have some changes made, because store CEOs don't typically come out and say that unless something's going to happen. So is Target just going to just, meh, store closed? I believe so. I mean, why wouldn't they? Everybody else has, and Target's closed some as well. Target has gone down the road like in San Francisco, where they just put everything behind locked glass. Everything. Imagine walking into that store. Okay, what's going on here? This is weird. Okay, I need to get, I guess I'll have to call the guy for every single thing on my shopping list, or gal, and have him come over. Are we supposed to say gal anymore? I don't even know. What's appropriate? What is a appropriate pronoun? I don't even know. Can we have an individual come over and open up the case, and I'll get some stuff out, and then we'll move on with our life? Or do you just buy it on Amazon, have it shipped to your house, and it just get plopped off in your front porch, and some damn porch pirate comes and steals it, right? 2023, it's what we're doing. The retailer estimated its earnings release Wednesday that inventory shrinkage, most of the theft of merchandise, would clip profits by a whopping $500 million this year. Factoring in about $700 million profit hit from inventory shrinkage in 2022, Target is on pace to see $1.2 billion in profits go up in smoke, due primarily to organized retail crime. The laws are such that organized retail crime just thrives. Why wouldn't it? And you got a whole bunch of people addicted to drugs, and that is what's driving this criminal activity. Anything else? Well, they're all hungry for sandwiches. They're all going in. Yeah, and there's only so many sandwiches at Target, right? There's only so many diapers at Target, right? Now they're just stealing everything, so you got to put everything under lock and key. Target chairman and CEO Brian Cornell says the problem is getting worse. It's nationwide and across various merchandise departments. This is not an isolated deal, because drugs are not an isolated deal. And that is what's causing this. And you've got, if it were just the drugs, if it were just the drugs and shoplifting were still illegal, I think you'd have more people illegal from the standpoint of, you're going to do some time. I think people would, you know, be stealing from primary residents. I think people would be stealing from other people's homes. But you've got that whole pesky, you know, people might be home thing and get involved and you might get caught. All right, that doesn't always end up well. But there's been a massive uptick across the country in just general crime like that, right? I mean, you've seen it. And then so much of the statistics, the district attorneys are not prosecuting. So of course you're going to have de-escalated levels of crime. If you're not prosecuting, then your crime numbers are going to go down. That is one way to reduce crime, is just basically to bake the numbers, right? Cook the books. So the unfortunate fact is violent incidents are increasing at our stores and across the entire retail industry. When products are stolen, simply put, they are no longer available for guests who depend on them, Cornell said in a call with reporters. Left unchecked, organized retail crime degrades the communities we call home. As we work to address the problem, the safety of our guests and our team members will always be our primary concern. Beyond safety concerns, worsening shrink rates are putting significant pressure on our financial results. And we know what happens then. Is this a shot fired to what's going to happen with Target in a bunch of communities? Probably. Because this situation doesn't go away. It's not like Target's going to go, okay, so you stole $1.2 billion from us. You know, we're just going to overlook that. We know that you can do better. Stop stealing from us. Please, pretty please with a bow on top. No, they're just going to, this isn't working out. Closed. That one, not so much. Closed. And then those people are going to bitch. Why did you close down our beloved Target? Well, because it's a business and it wasn't making enough money. And it was too dangerous. And they said, Cerrado, closed, right? Goods stolen from stores, which contributes to inventory shrinkage, led to $94.5 billion in losses in 2021. That's up from $90.8 billion in 2020, according to a late 2022 study. About 32.8% of companies surveyed called out organized retail crime as becoming much more of a concern in the last 5 years. And your drug abuse has gone up exponentially. Your fentanyl overdoses have gone up exponentially. The number of drugs coming into the country has gone up exponentially. Now, there's your sign. It doesn't take a genius to figure cause and effect here, right? In a report released last month, an NRF, that's National Retail Federation, I believe, analysis of 132 crime groups that conducted booster operations between 2014 and 2022 found that 16% used at least one violent tactic in stores. So you got more people doing this? 16%? That's a bunch of just violence going on, right? Those tactics, these are the violent tactics that include smash and grab, where you just blast a window with a baseball bat, a piece of rebar. That's always my go-to is, hey, I mean, because nothing is more utilitarian than a piece of rebar, right? Maybe like a 3-foot piece of just solid duty rebar. And you get a hold of that, I mean, you can do anything, right? Just like Thor. Use of firearms or other weapons, battery, beating on the store employee, beating on people, flash mob tactics where you just send a whole bunch of people in at once, boom, overrun the store, yep, or threats of violence against store employees. 16%, damn near 1 out of 5 incidences had one of those things happen. Stores are going to close. They're going to close, just like Whole Foods did, right? Just like Whole Foods did. San Francisco, because they had so many incidents of just crazy people stealing and doing crazy stuff and people hopped up on drugs. This is Cairo 7 here locally in Seattle. Grocery stores quickly becoming places of crime and chaos in Western Washington. Becoming? They've been that way for a while. I've been reading some stories. And you know what it is? It's people going in to steal from grocery stores because there's such a secondary market for stolen goods now. It didn't used to be that you could sell this stuff. You know, you didn't have an open air market. It was just wide open to this extent. We could go, you know, sell your recently stolen big thing of Tide laundry detergent. But everybody uses Tide. So, you know, I don't use Tide. But I'll use Tide Free, I think, in a pinch if I have to. But it's stuff like that. You get at a grocery store that you can sell. Get a couple of pills worth of bucks out of it, right? Feed that addiction. Rinse, repeat. Keep going. So it used to be stealing from grocery stores was that need thing. I was really hungry, so I stole a sandwich. We are not talking about that at all. You talk about people stealing to fill an addiction. That's what you got going on. Cell phone video given to Cairo 7 shows the moments of tension inside a Safeway in Seattle after a group of suspects began pushing produce on the floor and spraying a fire extinguisher inside the store. That had to have been just a total diversionary tactic, right? Or was it just nut jobs running around in the store? Either one. It's not good. Imagine you're in that store. What do they do? Oh, fire extinguisher? Let's get the heck out of here. Exit stage left. When criminals are emboldened to steal, a lot of times that elevates, keeps going, said Tammy Hetrick, the CEO of Washington Food Industry Association, representing independent grocery and convenience stores. It starts with the theft, but it increases into other things. In just the last few weeks, Cairo 7 has reported incidents of violent crime outside grocery stores. In Edmonds, a man was stabbed outside of Winco. That's not good. It's not good for business. The Winco Edmonds stabbing? Should we go shopping there? That's a maybe. Fred Meyer and Renton and Federal Way both saw shootings in their parking lots. All right, okay. So, but Renton and Federal Way has a lot of crime. They've got a lot of criminal activity going on, period. So the fact that it happens outside of Fred Meyer is not shocking. It's not shocking at all. But Fred Meyer, Winco, you know, Target, they all have organized retail theft just coming for them, right? Because that's where you're going to steal, get your stuff, be able to sell it to a fence. They're going to sell it on the open market, whatever. They're going to sell it online, whatever. Everybody makes their money. Everybody keeps their addictions going. Nobody goes to jail. What's to stop this from going on indefinitely? Well, you're going to have to get some people into office that are going to drop the hammer on this kind of stuff. And I think that's kind of where we're at, is people recognizing, okay, this is not normal. This is not good. I don't want to be fearful of going to my grocery store, but we got to do something. So we got to do something. But you're going to have to have a bunch of, you know, politicians get elected. They're going to have a tough stance on not only drugs, but, you know, crime. And we're not there. We are not there. So it's much of the same. Steven is an employee at Fred Meyer's in Federal Way. He witnessed the shooting, which happened over his lunch break as he sat in his car. I heard several gunshots, turned around, saw someone sprinting toward the store, put two together and put it into gear and bolted. Boom, out of there, right? I got to go. Don't want to get shot. Don't want to have some guy try and climb in my car. I'm out of here. Cairo 7 also spoke with an employee at a Seattle Safeway who wished to exclude his name. Every time you come to work, you're always thinking that someone may come in or go crazy, bring a gun or something like that, he says. Huh, that's not a good work environment. How's your outlook on your job future? As long as I don't get killed, it's all right. It's okay. Imagine going to work every day and having that be your reality. Maybe you do. Maybe that's why you're watching this podcast. You're like, geez, that is exactly what happens to me at work. That sucks. And you're probably thinking, hey, maybe I need to get another line of work. And yet we need people in this industry because we need food. We need goods. It's part of what we do. So, you know, just telling everybody to quit and go get another occupation, that's a no-go too, right? You got to make the work environment safe. Until you do that, yeah, just much of the same. Theft continues to be a persistent challenge. What we're seeing is the same people coming back again and again and again, knowing that we are limited the resources and what we can do to stop them, period. So you got to change that. You got to change that policy. You got to change putting people in jail. You got to change the drug addicts running around. But we're not doing that. We're just saying, hey, crime's out of control. Nope. Look at the numbers. The numbers are decreasing. And everybody's looking around going, well, that really can't be because things have gotten worse. So until things start to turn around, you know, it's going to take a major, major change to kind of get this thing going back in the right direction. And in the areas where this is happening most, you know, rampantly, those folks aren't going to vote different. You're not going to see them vote anybody else. It's tough on crime. It's not happening. Not happening. So this is kind of the deal. This is what you're stuck with. And if you want to make a change, make that vote count. You know, we talk about making that vote count. Seattle's got the opportunity here with our city council, make some major, major changes direction-wise. You know what'll happen? they're just going to vote in a bunch of the same people because they're so progressive. You know, got so much progress that's been done. And I'm talking about just a bunch of ultra left, you know, folks that are real super progressive. Some of the moderates that have been elected to office in Seattle, like our mayor, I think are doing a great job. I think they're doing, you know, given what they've been handed, they're doing an okay job. Not perfect by any means. We've got a lot of crappy stuff going on in Seattle. And it's one of the, you know, big West Coast cities. But we've also got a handful of good things going on too, which leads me to believe, because Seattle's the mothership for this area. Let's be honest. Your next big town is Portland, and that's not doing all that great. To the north, you got Vancouver, BC. It's got some issues as well, right? So you've got the mothership here, and we voted in Seattle City Attorney that was a Republican. We voted in a moderate mayor. I think we're going to have a good size shift as far as our city council goes. Will it be enough to start turning over some of this stuff? No, it won't. I think you're stuck with this for a long time. I just, you know, being realistic, being reasonable, I think this is what you got. So you can count on me to be covering this forever. Not forever. You're not going to have this kind of storyline go on forever, because you're going to have a bunch of stores shut down and they're going to do something. They'll have some big emphasis and push, and we need to keep these stores open because otherwise there's going to be no stores at all. But in San Francisco, yeah, a lot of these are luxury stores and they're going to go bye-bye and they ain't coming back. So there's that, right? Hopefully grocery stores don't get, you know, closed down to the extent that we're seeing some of this violence. But then again, the other question is, why wouldn't they? Yeah, when it happens, I'll cover it for you here. Thanks for being here. I hope you have a great rest of whatever day, night it is that you're doing. And check back in and see what we're talking about. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit the like, hit the notification bell. Uh-oh, my phone. I got to get it. We'll see ya. Thanks again for being here. Bye for now.